Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan!
Swolsh.
Sunday night pod after a diabolical game week. How are we feeling?
I'm so happy it's over.
The game week or the season or the season's almost over?
But everything.
All of the above.
All of it.
So what'd you do? Let's just dig in.
69, bro.
All right. Well, that's cool at least.
I mean, you know, I have the triple Liverpool defense. I have Robbo, Trent, and Van Dijk. So, like, obviously getting, like, 30 points from my three defenders is, like, ridiculously good. But, I mean, you know, we just were dead wrong about Liverpool being able to put so many goals past Huddersfield. That's basically it. I mean, Spurs are obviously really good, so having three Spurs attackers worked out well for me, as it usually does. And then, you know, like Ederson and Kuhn came in for me, but unfortunately it was on Captain Raz. He was really bad today. Holy fuck, he was horrible.
Yep.
And like Gray came in with a return. Redmond came in with a return. It's just like generally, you know, 69 points generally in a week is like
totally
fine. But
yeah, totally fine.
Yeah, it's just Liverpool. It's just, you know, it's 5-0. Huddersfield are so bad. It's just they just laid down. I mean, the first like 20-30 minutes, I thought it was like, okay, like this is going to be somewhat of a game. And then it just was not a game. And like, obviously it's fucking ludicrous to even contemplate that Klopp would take off his two most important players at any point of a 3-0, 4-0, 5-0. Like that's beyond any reasonable, like you can't make an argument for it. They must play 95 minutes every game.
And in terms of like what we talked about and how the match ended up being very different, I think the biggest glaring difference that definitely facilitated the 5-0 was like Huddersfield fucking attacked. Like they were like pushing up the field, pressing, like sending guys forward. Like I expected them to just try and not get embarrassed and basically park and whatever, but they're just so beyond embarrassment that they're just like, yeah, YOLO, like let's just try and get one goal. And the space that was left for like Trent, Robbo, all the forwards was just insane. And it was just like completely easy and wide open, which that's the part of it that I didn't really expect.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, I'm trying to blank it out from my memory. But yeah, it was something. 5-0. Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone and their dogs and all pets and moms and dads at minimum capped a Liverpool attacker. And I didn't own one, so that was rough go for me this week. It's, you know, it just cancels out everything that all the gains I made last week. So it really just kind of tanked my hopefulness of bright finish.
35% of the top 10K used their triple cap, and I didn't see any triple cap that wasn't on a Liverpool player. So, you know, that'll dent everyone's season. Like I capped Salah just moving to, like you're saying getting all those points from your defenders should be good. Like my cap has 38 points and I still got a massive red arrow as well. Just, you know, little things that fucked me this week, just like Matip got rotated or rested or whatever. Like that's a minimum of 6 points, you know, and my move JWP to RLC, that's net negative 8 points. I started Gun over Guaita. That's net negative 7 points. It's just all these little things that I've really just gotten wrong over the last like four game weeks. Like I took that massive hit in the double. Didn't end up being that bad. It was a red arrow, but it wasn't like massive on a minus 16. But all of those little moves are just continued to be bad. Like I got rid of Rondon, I got rid of Barnes, like a couple weeks earlier I got rid of Brooks, like, and all these guys are now returning, which is, you know, not something I expected to see. So I'm also on a red, I got 74 points. It's just rough. It's a rough one for us. Fucking 40K red arrow and I capped a 38 pointer. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I went down like 20K. I'm at like 41K.
Yeah, it's just my season of horror just keeps getting worse. So that's that. Shout out to the FMLPL Prize Success Mug League winner for April. Second to last mug of the season. It was kind of crazy. Alistair Frazier, a.k.a. Shearer's Fantasy 11, a.k.a. Wolfie on Slack. Great job by you. Shout out to the Goal Scorers Challenge. Obviously, Magic Mike. Shout out to the top of the FMLPL publicly. I think, obviously, it's FPL, so it's 8 p.m. on a Sunday, and the leagues still aren't updated. But I think the leader is Matt Shannon, a.k.a. Nacho Nacho Man, back on top. Put up 130 points this week. He's now fourth overall in the world. Insane. And lastly, shout out Auden, the cup winner, who I mentioned on last pod we expected to win. We need to sort out the prize for winning the cup, FMLPL Cup with him, the legend. But yeah, just huge congrats. It's an insanely difficult feat. And yeah, it's really impressive.
Yeah, get a group DM out to him. Let's start chatting with what he wants. He probably wants like a Hazard Real Madrid jersey or something.
Yeah, he's a Chelsea boy. He wants an Alonso jersey probably.
No, we'll just not consult him and send him a custom Hazard Real Madrid jersey.
Okay, moving on.
Are we running long yet? Are we almost done?
Yeah, we're kind of running long. I mean, it's the end of the season. Pods are weird. Everyone's kind of, I don't know. It's a weird time to be podding, for sure. One thing, before we kind of just go to questions, there's one main topic that a million questions came in on from Twitter, Slack, everywhere, and that's Manchester United. We mentioned, obviously, last week that they have away Huddy and home Cardiff. No matter what they did today, I think if they lost 10-0 today to Chelsea, we would still get exactly the same questions because it just people just see Huddersfield Cardiff, probably fair enough, and you know want a piece of it. So we got Craig on Slack, Man United assets for the last two fixtures. We have Bennett; he's just talking shit about Cardiff. Blah, blah, blah. Are Cardiff and Huddy bad enough to make Rashford the obvious transfer this week? Jack Healy, Pogba, maybe Martial. For someone with a high overall rank, should United assets be quote-unquote essential due to no doubt high ownership? Which, by the way, I checked right before we potted. No one's transferring them in as of right now. Pogba and Rashford are trending downward, so I don't know. Brian Kerwan on Slack, is Lukaku the flat track bully a good option for mad scientist FPLers with nothing left to live for? And Halfie on Slack, I have the ability to get any United attacker against Huddy. Is it ridiculous to consider Rom? Blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, what do you have thoughts? Like, everyone wants United players.
I mean,
It's one of the hardest things to try and just throw away like months of form just because they're playing Huddersfield and Cardiff, but I don't necessarily think it's wrong.
I mean, Pogba is like the obvious guy just because he's going to at least play when there are so many question marks surrounding other players, but I mean, he's just comes off. I mean, he didn't even take a shot today from Paul Land, which is absurd for him.
Like, yeah, Paul's not shooting from Paul Land. What can yeah, you I mean,
his
do?
His goal attempts today were above negative one, but below one.
Yeah.
Which is not where you want to be for a 4.0 midfielder. Like,
wait, how about
the
his
new
chance,
ones
how about
that
his
they
chances
bring in.
Created?
Also above negative one, however below one. So below it's not where you want to be.
Yeah, fuck, damn.
And then, you know, Rom also, like, you look at Rom, he had some bright moments today.
Yeah,
he did. His goal attempts were one. His chances created were zero. So it's like, what are they up to? I mean, Rash is flagged. I don't know if he's going to play. Mata looked pretty good for the first time since, like, winter, maybe. I can't remember the last time he was good. I don't know if, like, maybe Martial's, like, a rogue shout.
Yeah, but he didn't even play today.
I know, but what I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're saying things.
I still don't want a defender. I would be if Carlin Grant's starting, then there's no way they're keeping a clean sheet.
Okay, I have a very rogue shout, and it's Luke Shaw. I think it's actually defensible to get him. I think that
I can't. I just can't.
No, I know. I can see Liam's message to me on Slack tomorrow morning just being like, United are never going to keep it clean again. And he might be true. And unfortunately, they have David De Gea, so they probably won't keep it clean again. But he's really good going forward. Like, his crosses and his, like, curved through balls, that's kind of the thing he always does. They were really good today, and they're usually good. And, like, if we're talking about the potential of scoring lots of goals against Huddersfield, maybe less so against Cardiff, but still, it's Cardiff. Like, I think he's better than someone like Kolasinac, who everyone has somehow in their team. Or, like, you know, people still have, like, Duffy left over from their wildcard teams. You know, a lot of teams have really bad defenders. You obviously have triple Liverpool, okay. But...
I hear you. All right, yeah. Fine. Got it. Point taken. But when everyone has attackers who play for Tottenham Hotspur, why would you be spending one of your two final transfers on a fucking Man United player? That's what I'm also coming back to. Like, who's spending transfers in defense?
Yeah. I mean, not a lot of people, but
no one's like downgrading like their Liverpool or City defenders for money. Like, they're not looking there. So, like, that's another thing I'm thinking about is just like, is that
viable this late in the season? I mean, I feel like it is. Like, a lot of people have one or no Spurs attackers, and that a lot of the people who scored like over 100 points this week have that. Like, they have Son and no one else, which I'm so jealous of.
I want to be those people
so jealous of. But, you know, like, you look at the ownership of the top 10K amongst defenders, it's, you know, like Duffy, Doherty, Trips, Dunk, fucking Kolasinac. Like, there's so many bad defenders that pretty highly owned that pivoting into Shaw, I feel like, is a pretty nice upside move, you know?
All right. But, fine, Shaw, whatever. I'm not going to, like, go insane that that's a bad pick. Just the fixtures are good. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you could tell me right now that Romero's starting this weekend, I would be right there with you.
Yeah, my triple cap Shaw, if that's
triple
the
cap
case.
Shaw, that's definitely a shout. But in terms of the attack, I mean,
it's so hard. It's just like,
oh no. I mean, I want to take my Spurs players out of my team. I will be doing that. I cannot wait to do that. And obviously, the first place I look is like, who's playing Huddersfield? Like, oh, it's United. But
Paul,
it's just, what about the fuck? Yeah. You just blind faith it again, just like what happened with Liverpool, and just back it?
I kind of think you do.
You just do, and you just throw everything else out.
I feel like they just score four against Huddy. Like, it's just Huddy, and they have to win. You know, like, I know, like, everyone in Slack is a downer today. Like, our season's over, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're not actually mathematically out of the top four. They need to win these last two. Like, I just feel like the horses will run free, and, you know, it's just they're that bad that... You know, I don't know. It form is constantly a thing that we bring up because it's this like imaginary trait that we like to latch ourselves to. But it comes and goes, and it can come and go in one match. You know, like, I remember arguing with James about who to cap over the double game week, James on Slack, and he was all in on Raz, which I thought was totally a good pick and totally reasonable. You know, they were out of Champions League. He'll start both. He was on absolute fire at that point. He's like five goals in his last three games or something like that. And then you look at him now and he's like very out of form, like missing sitters against Spurs and United and really bad today against Burnley. And that just happens overnight sometimes. It's impossible. So, yeah, they're out of form to insane levels and Ole out and stuff, but, like, I don't know. I feel like it's just Huddy, and it's overthinking it to not back, like, someone like Paul or something.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Paul, though, it's just tough. Like,
it's tough.
Lukaku's, like, looked reasonable-ish, but he's really expensive still. 10-7 is not easy to get to, and, you know, no one's, like, removing Kun. I guess, I mean, Arsenal or home Brighton, I mean, you could, I guess, be concerned who's going to start for them as usual, but I mean, that, I guess. Rash is fit. Like, do you think Rash is fit is going to be a.
I would just rather have Paul for just safety and like goal involvement and pens Because I just Rash or Rom or Tony or Mata false nine, like today, like all of those things are in play and I have no idea and I have no confidence. And I was saying with Shaw, like to further your point, like so many people have just lateral moves to Shaw. It's really easy. Like to get to Rom to like take a hit to downgrade, you know, fucking Hazard and get Rom. It's just like, what are we doing? Like who's doing that?
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's United. No, that makes sense. All right.
Manchester United. So let's talk about our triple caps. Are you still looking at Kuhn? And Burns said.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, Burns on Slack said, when's the best time to use triple cap on who? I forgot to slap it on Salah this week. Ouch. And Jabron James, is City triple cap the easiest call ever next week? If yes, Kuhn or Raz. If not, Rash versus Huddy. Like, no fucking way I'm triple capping Rash. But, yeah, it's really hard.
On paper, it's just kind of like their last home game. Obviously, City are the best team. But, like, Leicester aren't, like, bad. That's the one thing.
Very far from bad.
Yeah. And, like, that is the one thing that I'm just kind of thinking about. Just, like, they're not, like, that bad. And, I mean, City do have Brighton the last day away, but, I mean, that could be a bloodbath just because it's, like, last game. Like, Brighton will be safe. Like, they don't give a shit. But, like, you know, they just park, and it's not an insane, like, ridiculous game. I just don't know, dude. And Southampton play Huddersfield Game Week 38, I might just fucking put it on Redmond because I'm a psycho and I don't give a fuck about this shit anymore.
That sounds kind of fun, yeah.
Redmond was so good. He's been so good
for a while. Like, yeah. Hasenhüttl just revolutionized the team. He's a very good manager, and that's a good job by them. But
he was just insanely good against Bournemouth. I mean, the game was 3-3. They cannot play defense. They just fucking run around. I don't know what formation or like what positions they're playing, but it's like every single guy is just running all over the place all game long. And I mean, Redmond had like 7 shots or something. He could have had fucking triple return if he wasn't like Nathan Redmond.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem. But yeah,
that game, like them home Huddersfield in game week 38, like that's like a fucking, a million goal game. Like no one cares. Like that's where I want to go. But then it's like, how could I triple captain some fucking Nathan Redmond? Like what am I doing?
Triple
captain
Shane Long or something. That's so like really dumb. Where we're at right now.
It's just dumb.
There was an article, I think it was from like 3 years ago or something like that, but it was a study on like teams being on the beach, basically. It's by Jonathan Liu, and I read it a couple hours ago. And basically what the conclusions that were made were, once you're safe or you have nothing to play for, the attack is still relatively good. Sometimes teams even score more goals, but they concede more goals. Like just, lackadaisical defending. But the dream scenario for like the average highest goal scoring games, and Southampton Bournemouth is a perfect example, are two teams that have nothing to play for. That's the dream. That's the fucking dream right there. Like City obviously have the title to play for.
Yeah, like they're nervy. Like they're not going to go like up 2-0 and just like keep attack. They're going to just try and kill the game.
Yeah, they're nervous. Like they're subbing on fucking 10 center backs today. Like they're trying to fucking hold on. They're leggy. Kuhn was pretty leggy today and stuff. And you know, they should have scored a lot more goals. Burnley blocked everything, but still, it's just like I don't feel like terrific about that. Whereas like you look at, like you said, like Southampton home Huddersfield, like that could be 5-2 or something, you know, like, or last day, maybe like, you know, I don't know, someone else is safe. I'm looking at the fixture list to try and find an example. Like fucking Babel on Newcastle. Like, is that just a 4-4? Like Rondon, Perez, Babel, Mitro all just like party? Like, I don't know.
If you triple cap Babel and I triple cap Redmond on the last day.
That sounds awesome. Babel is like my shout of the season. Obviously, I don't have him because that would be like the smart thing to do. But he's incredible. He's so good.
He's pretty good.
But yeah, triple cap, I don't know. I don't feel terrific about City in this moment on Sunday. And I think I said this a couple of pods ago. I'm kind of just taking it like day by day. Like, if I feel something in my balls on Friday, then I'll maybe spunk it this week. And if I don't, then I'll save it for game week 38 and try and find, like, you know, fucking Crystal Palace home Bournemouth and just do something crazy or something, you know?
I mean, you know, Millie will have like a hat trick that day.
So many pens. Just Ake headers just all day. all right. Well, yeah, let's do some questions unless there's something else you want to specifically talk about.
Dude,
you don't even want to be
talk about anything.
Yeah. You want to talk about Formula One and like.
I want to talk about F1 and Thrones and like, I don't even know what I'm going to cook for dinner. Like, anything.
Ooh, dinner. Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean,
you
mentioned Slack. I don't even know what Slack is today. I fucking got the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you disappeared today. You did.
Didn't want to be anywhere near it. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, like, fuck. Like, Wilson on the bench only got 120. I'm just like, oh, wow, this is fun.
Yeah, this is a great, great group of guys to be around.
Great, thanks for
fucking
being here,
like,
guys.
Mars, if she made a different move, if she did Raz to Salah instead of what she did, she would have been on 160. Instead, she's on, like, 110. I was like, Mars. Oh, I was like, Mars, so shut up. You're on so 110 sad. Points. I would suck so many dicks for 110 points.
Why always me? Only got 110.
So G-Money on Slack, what are some differentials that are best to stage a come-from-behind win in the last two game weeks, i.e. likely to be overlooked by a typical league leader?
Yeah, so. I mean, this is the only place I'm looking right now because I just am chasing my life away because I just
Derek and your, yeah.
I forget about the Derek dream is very dead.
So who are you
Derek
chasing?
Derek just did it all this year, but... Basically, I mean, yeah, like Redmond I mentioned, obviously I've been obsessed with him for some time now, but I think like Southampton is a team you want to look at because they're playing loosey-goosey. Palace have a good couple of fixtures, like Wilf probably could be a good diff.
Southampton, I agree with you, but I kind of don't want anyone other than Redmond. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, Ings/Long,
he's a trap. I don't know
Long's
who's going to
bad.
Play.
Yeah, I mean, it's... JWP, I think, is still reasonable just because his price, like, depending on your team, and he's on pens and shit like that, even though, I mean, he took the goal very well, but he was very, very out of, like, FPL points.
The JWP is a huge myth for me because I transferred him out, obviously, but when you isolate what happened is, like, I brought him in pretty much just for the double in Game Week 35. Valerie has some mystery illness, STD or something, and misses both games in Game Week 35. So JWP plays, like, fucking right back. And he's nowhere near scoring any points, and I just rage him out for RLC and just fucking anger. And then, yeah, Valerie's fine. Like, JWP plays central mid, like, takes a really nice goal, you know, two bones. Like, fuck my dick, God.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. But,
yeah, no, I agree with you, though, in terms of, like, what Southampton player or whatever.
Yeah. So, Redmond, I like that. I mean, I'm half joking about triple capping Babel, but Babel's still really good. he's a really good differential.
He's so good.
He's just amazing.
Every week.
He's just
scores.
Actually amazing, and some big team is going to scoop him up. Like, fucking, he'll return to Liverpool or something.
I mean, yeah, at Wolves, home Newcastle.
That's
I mean,
we
know
goals.
What Wolves defense does. That's a laugh riot joke. And, yeah, I mean, home Newcastle will definitely be just fucking off life in that game.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, I mean, I mentioned Pal Zaha. What else are we looking at? I mean, Arsenal have, like, a good fixture now, but Brighton are still, like, kind of playing.
I mean, they're definitely still playing. Yeah, That's going to be a frustrating day, probably.
Yeah, they're so annoying, Brighton. It's fucking so annoying they're going to be here next year. Everton home Burnley, I don't know. I mean, Everton have been good at home, but they have a bad game in 38. Yeah, Siggy's been getting points recently.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote in lineup limbs that part of the reason I started Gunn over Guaita is just like, Bournemouth are just, like, missing sitters. Like, they had a couple flags and stuff like that. They were just, like, not feeling good. And then they didn't miss any of their sitters this time and scored three goals. So, yeah. I don't know. Callum just off a triple return. They have Spurs,
Spurs
which is
bad. Basically like a bye, 3 points. Who do they have in 38? Do they have another good fixture?
They're away Palace. So that might just be two safe teams, 3-3, repeat.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I get. What about fucking like West Ham? They were. I mean, I don't know. Home Southampton at Watford. Like those are going to be some just like fucking lulls. I guess Watford might still be focused because I have the fucking
what's the FA called? Cup final. But home Southampton is so good. Also Watford. I don't know the dates. I should probably just look them up right now.
It's
but
after the season.
It's after the season, but it might be. Soon after the season, they might actually just rotate.
I think it's about a week after.
Yeah, it's exactly a week after.
I think he'll play.
Yeah, he'll play. He's going to play first team. But home Southampton is like one of the best attacking fixtures in the league. It's probably second best right now to home Huddersfield.
But like, who do you get?
That's the question. Antonio?
Arnie's not fit.
Yeah, Arnie like pulled his ass taking a fucking shot after like a worldy assist for Antonio. Antonio was just humping the air like a fucking genius. That was so good. That was like the naughtiest thing I've seen on TV in years. It's just like a slow-mo, just like I was like, oh my god, you savage. But yeah, I mean, Antonio's in good form.
How does Pellegrini control that group of men?
He doesn't. Are you kidding me? He just doesn't at all. The revolutionary workers, they play when they want. Like, they just suck in.
It's so funny, like, Jack. Could you imagine, like, Jack just, like, in street clothes all year, just full access pass?
Yeah, that can't be good for a locker room.
It's probably insane.
He's like, can you stop smoking in the fucking hallway? He's like, fuck off.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Maybe I'll look up some West Ham stats, but, yeah, Lucas Perez, Cheech hasn't played in a while. No, yeah, but yeah, probably Antonio just based on like form. He runs around. Yeah, I think that's about it for differentials. Yeah.
I mean, anyone but Spurs players basically at this point.
Well, and then this is a follow-up question, sort of. Frankenstein on Slack wants to know, Babel or Jota?
I mean, one of them plays for Wolves, so that's an easy answer. Babel, that's such a dumb question.
And also, Wolves play at Anfield in the last day of the season, so they basically have one game left, and Fulham have two games left, so that's actually just Babel all the way. Pocono on Slack, do I keep Vardy? He's in form against the best team in the league, or do I bring in Rashford out of form against the worst team in the league? Walsh's response is not valid because he hates Vardy more than Spurs.
I didn't listen to one word of what you just said. Okay. I was just thinking about how fucking annoying it is that we were both so all in balls deep, like our balls were in on Jota before game week one, and we had him in our game week one team, and he was just fucking invisible ghost for like half the season, and now he's just like the best fucking midfielder in the game.
Yeah, and I
hate that.
I got him back when he came back and started scoring, and then he got injured. Like, he's trolled me many times this season. But, yeah, I mean, it's just so annoying. But if there's one thing that Nuno, like, the turning point in Wolves' season was just Nuno going to, like, the two up top and three central midfielders. And that was also the turning point in Jota's season. And, yeah, I mean, he's just fucking incredible. He's so good. He's everything that we thought he was and why we both had him in game week one.
I need just a long, long off season to get over the Wolves situation, so I can come back with freshness.
Yeah.
What was the question? Something stupid about Vardy.
Should he keep Vardy because he plays City and then Chelsea, does he transfer him out for like Rash or someone probably better than Rash?
I don't really see any better options. Like, we know that Vardy just counterattack, like scores for fun again in the bad fixtures. I would probably just hold him. I'm sure that there's a better like punt you could make.
Right? Yeah, I mean away City Rash? Is so fucking bad.
Yeah, but he could fucking score. It's Vards. He'll put his fake cast on and go beast mode. No problem.
Yeah, I don't really know who else I would get. That's really the problem. Yeah, that is a major problem.
Like Rom? I don't know.
Yeah, actually don't hate that.
Or like Laka because they're home Brighton. I don't know.
I don't know. Arsenal have lost like 10 in a row.
Arsenal.
They fucking... The real Spursiest team in North London is not Spurs. It's the irony of everything.
They've conceded 9 goals in the last 3 games to Palace, Wolves, and Leicester.
Sometimes we have these shouts, and we keep telling people all season long that they're like the worst defensive team ever, blah, 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 blah. And everyone's guess like, no.
Guess is like, excuse me, triple Arsenal defense on my free hit?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, good.
And
good
then
guess.
This happens, and we're like, I fucking told you so. I don't hate the Rom shout. I don't see anyone else really though. I like better. So, team on Slack. If you're going to stick with one Spurs attacking asset, it sounds like he probably tripled just like you. Would it be Son, Eriksen, or Llorente?
Easily Llorente and just bench him. It's not close.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even thinking about that. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Come on.
I was going to say Son because he'll play 90 because he's suspended in Champions League, but benching Llorente is a very good and real option. And then you have so much money to play with if you get rid of the other two.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll probably keep Son.
I have 2 frees, and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
Yeah, I mean, Son playing 90 away at Bournemouth, that should be good. At least they don't park, so that's...
It's just a trap. Like, I don't know what is good. What,
I don't know
home,
what's good.
Home to West Ham should be good.
I remember you saying after that Son good? Really good chance early in the game, like... Remember when Son used to score those? And it just really felt like that. It was just like, what? He fucking took a dog shit shot right at Fabianski. God damn it.
Yeah. I mean, he has 1 goal since game week 27. So fucking like 10 games, he has 1 goal. I mean, he's just been in the league. He's been so bad. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Chucky on Slack. Who's the best keeper for the next 2 weeks besides Ederson and Allison? That's fucking
great,
tough.
Great question.
That is really tough.
I mean, who's like good fixtures with the team that has something to play for? That's not like dog shit. Chelsea?
I was kind of looking at Kepa maybe. Yeah, but like Watford and Leicester are pretty good is the problem.
Those are bad fixtures. I mean, I just don't think that like De Gea is the answer here.
Romero is the answer, but we don't know. We can't back Oleta to go there. This is like impossible.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this question. Ask easier questions next time.
I'm looking through and everyone is just like an auto no, which is a bad place to start. I just don't know. Fabianski, honestly. He gets 3 points a game. That's better than a lot of other keepers.
Sure.
That's the one. And Jeff D on Slack. Regarding Liverpool's performance, what's your advice for erections lasting longer than 4 hours? Ooh. It's a lot of blood.
It's like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, my throat is bad too. What's going on with us right now?
I don't know. Water. Water's not doing a job.
Yeah, water
break. I need like moonshine so I could get some alcohol in there and also just black out faster.
This is the final question. It's a funny question. D Silva on Slack. Who plays you both in FMLFPL the movie?
FMLFPL the movie? What is
the movie? Yeah. Like, there's a movie. Hollywood's like, making a movie about FMLFPL.
Just like different camera angles of us sitting in like a soundproof room?
No, who plays us though? That's his question. Like, who's the celebrity lookalike that you get?
I'm fucking thick. I don't know. I didn't understand the question. Wait, a lookalike? Someone that looks like us, or just like someone like a? I don't know. What's
I
happening.
Took it
can
as
you,
lookalike.
Give me your answer.
Well, I took it as lookalike, and there's only 2 guys that I ever get lookalikes for, and that's Edward Norton and Adrian Brody. So basically, just like pale, white, kind of dewy, dark hair. That's like that's who plays me.
Okay. I don't know. I need like at least 3 hours to think about this. So I'm gonna just abstain.
I can't think of a celeb that looks like you. Like Bradley Cooper could play you. if he just scruffed it up.
What are you talking about?
If he just scruffed it up and shaved his head.
I don't know. That's a wild shout. I am greatly flattered. What was that question before about boners lasting too long?
Yeah, what do you do if your erection like lasts longer Cooper than 4 hours?
It made it move. Made it move for sure.
I need to find your celebrity look like. I don't know any celebrities. Is the problem.
Yeah, but. I don't know. It's fine.
Okay, that's fine. Nothing else to talk about, right? Let's move on.
Dude, I fucking hate this shit.
There's no... End of season pods are so weird. Let's just move on. So, what are you looking at for captaincy this week? You said you're probably not going to play triple cap. Are you still going to cap Kuhn or Raz?
I don't know. I just want to get like the prices for game week one and shit. Like I want.
My mind has been wandering a lot to next season. I just
want to tinker with like three Liverpool and three City defenders. Like I want to just start doing.
Yeah,
that, like,
I've
now.
Been there. I've been in that same space. Yeah, I've been
it's
thinking
like,
about
give
it
me
a
like
lot.
Like probably like a 5-3-2 with all the defenders, and then I'll just like cap Redmond every week.
That sounds fun. Oh, Southampton will be so good next year.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have as many Southampton as I can. Have
hopefully, they're all just three. Like underpriced and shit, and they're gonna be awesome. So, but who are you capping this week, realistically? Like, I mean,
let me check. I mean, I guess like I'm looking at Kuhn.
Yeah,
and
I'm looking at Kuhn. I'm looking at Mo.
I don't think Paul is gonna be out of the question.
Yeah, that's not out of the question.
I might go there.
Yeah. His ownership top 10K going into this past week was only 15.4. And after that game today,
high actually.
Well, I mean, he's Paul. He was at like 80 a month ago, you know. But
that's true.
I don't know how much it's going to go up. It might be like a ridiculous differential, which is always fun.
Yeah. But then the other nice thing is like, you know, you have the City games on Monday, so you have like an extra day to not like be fucking sad and upset and angry.
Right.
That's a big factor. For me, that's a big factor.
But the counter for me, not for you, is that I desperately want City to lose and drop points and be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not I'm like waiting for something that I don't want to happen, sort of.
Yeah. Understood.
So I probably shouldn't cap a City guy. Maybe I'll just go Mo or Paul.
Yeah, Mo's fine. I'm warming up to the Paul idea just because. I mean, it's just we've last pod, I don't remember which pod, but we've been talking about like this Huddersfield team in a different category that we've not seen in years. So I mean, even though you know Paul's not doing anything, it's just the kind of a joke game that
it's a joke game.
It's a joke. It's just a fucking joke.
It's like
game.
If they were like home, like fucking. I can't even think of a team battle. They're like home Swindon Town or something. It's just like, well, they're probably pretty fucking bad. Like,
because yeah. Like the other thing I could do is, I mean, I could easily get wrong. I would not get Paul, but I could easily get Ramen.
Yeah, and
not take a hit and just like it's triple cap.
It's his MO, right? If there's one like surefire thing about Rom. It's flat track bully, and it's been that for like 5 years straight. Like good fixture, home, Rom, he fucking dongs.
Well, they're away.
Well, whatever. Away Huddersfield. No,
understood. So, I mean, I could do that.
Yeah.
Which I haven't thrown out.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fun. Wait, who would you swap out for Rom, though?
One of my fucking Spurs absolute wankers.
Oh, I forgot you have two frees. Yeah.
Yeah, I have two frees.
Right.
I could bring in, like, I have 4-7. I could bring in, like, McNeil or some genius and punt.
McNeil's amazing.
He's so good.
I love McNeil. Someone on Bennett, the Burnley fan on Slack today, was like, yeah, I hope he's 4-5 again. And I was like, what? He's not going to be 4-5. Like, he plays football and attacks and stuff. Yeah, that's it for cap. So you're going to double move in probably, like, a United player or something. That's your move, kind of?
Yeah, I'm pretty tunnel visioned on like what to do with United in terms of just getting in United players.
Right.
I still don't think I'm going to take a hit. Just again, you know, we kind of talked about it. Just like the limited amount of time that we have to make up the points is very troublesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just as well, you know, just like, I mean, this would be the most. Thing of life is that Spurs just score 7 goals this weekend
against Bournemouth. Yeah,
I mean, I basically am expecting that to happen. I just would not be able to, absolutely would not be able to look myself in the mirror, live with myself, if I held my shitty pieces of shit Spurs players and they sucked again.
If they sucked again, they always suck so bad.
I couldn't. I just couldn't. I couldn't. I can't do that. So I don't know. It does, it's just nothing. Nothing's good. Nothing's good right now. I don't know.
Yeah, basically nothing's good. That's a rough one. That's a rough one.
I'm looking, and then also, I don't even know who the fuck am I going to start this week?
Yeah, I mean, I have...
But I can't start Gray.
I have Matip and Vert, who both played 0 minutes. I have RLC who didn't start. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
RLC. It's just like, sorry. It's just,
yeah, thanks, like, sorry. Like,
it's just, it's got, he's got to get fired. It's just such a stupid thing at this point. Like,
they keep they keep mentioning, though, and it is really, like, funny and interesting, but, like, there's a very real possibility, probably, like, betting odds favorite possibility, that they win Europa League and finish fourth. And it's like, well, fuck. I guess he did an okay job, you know?
Are they really going to win Europa League?
They've been favorites since, like, 2 or 3 rounds ago, and they're just like destroying everyone.
They're so bad.
Yeah, I mean, they were a lot better with RLC and Cho, but he just was,
because he was like forced to play the good players in the Europa League. That's why
yeah. Giroud has like 10 Europa League goals and shit because he doesn't play fucking Higgs.
I mean, the fact that he went back to that midfield three today was just...
It's just offensive.
I just look at the team sheet. It is offensive. Like, it's offensive to the fans and the play. I don't know how you tell the locker room, like, this is what we're going into this game with.
I got RLC because I wrote this in LAM, so I'm not even just, like, bullshitting. I got RLC, and I was like, he's been shooting a lot. He's really good at those kind of, like, curlers from, like, the left top of the box. And De Gea is fucking off the rails right now. Like, he's going to fucking howler one of these in because he lets in everything from outside of the box. And then, like, what happens? he howlers and they score a goal on a shot from outside the box. And I'm just like, God damn it, dude. Like, where the fuck is RLC? This is so stupid.
Yeah, that it's just, and then, you know, it's becoming just pure comedy that he keeps playing Higuain. He just is completely ineffectual.
God. Yeah.
But it's the midfield three again. I mean, granted, like, putting Barkley in there would have made a difference. But with RLC, I mean, I didn't see anything where he's, like, protecting him for Thursday or something. Like,
no.
This was a big game. And for him to even have, like, a two-minute internal dialogue in his own brain while he's smoking some ciggies that he thinks that this midfield three is going to perform better than with RLC on the pitch is an offensive thing.
I mean, if they won today instead of drawing, they would be, like, massive favorites to finish fourth. They'd be on 70. They'd be 4 points ahead of Arsenal and 6 points ahead of United. It would be, like, almost done at that point. And he goes with fucking Kovacic. It's just like...
I just don't understand not playing your best players. It's such a confounding thing to me.
Yeah, I mean, you got to save your guys for Eintracht on Thursday.
Frankfurt, actually, they have been pretty good. Yeah, but it's just not a good job by them. I'm sorry. He's fucking so tired of him now. He's so stupid.
He's funny, though. Let me slap an ass. We did get a new sign-up. The aforementioned Burnley supporter, Bennett Haworth. Good job by you. Let me get in there, wiggle around in those butt cheeks right there.
And yeah, I mean, we're also, I guess after May, we're going to suspend Patreon for the summer. So it will
just
be free,
right. Yeah.
Free Slack banter for all.
Yeah, anyone that's sort of new to the Patreon this season or whatever, when the game ends, we just suspend all payments and shit for June and July until, you know, the game opens up again and we're back and potting and shit. So
in August. Yeah, so. And, you know, it's also, like, you know, we keep it ad-free. If you guys, like, it's obviously, it's not a lot of money. We're not, like, charging, like, a fucking arm and a leg. Like, we're not going to do that. But, like, it's, like, a little under $5 a month for the Slack shit. You know, it's a good time. It just supports us. So, I mean, if that's something you guys could do and you're listening, you're like, oh, I could do this. It's kind of stupid and annoying, I guess, but it's whatever.
Yeah, right.
That'd be cool.
That'd be sick, yeah. Good job by you, shouting out the Patreon. Do you have any last words here?
We only have a couple pods left, and then we can have some happy times in our lives.
We can have all of the last words. What is our schedule? I mean, so next game week, there is a Monday match, and it's City. So we might pod Tuesday? Does that sound about right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, because Mondays are bad for you. And
Tuesday the 7th.
Yeah, and then the last game week, everyone obviously plays at the same time on Sunday, so we'll probably pod Monday night. Or no, not Monday. You can't do Mondays. Sunday night or Tuesday again. And maybe an additional post-mortem pod, or maybe we'll just do them both together. But, yeah, we're running out of time here for pods.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, now is the time when you're chasing your mini-league to punt. The time is right now.
Oh, yeah. We're here. Yeah,
it's not like, oh, ask me later. Like, there's plenty of time left. There's no time left. It's time to fucking punt. Get your punts in.
Playoffs?
And then the Giants draft is just like, I've been thinking about that way too much.
Oh, yeah. NFL has a way of roping you in so hard. I'm so excited. And it's
not excited
at all. 6 months away.
I want actual zero wins. I want to win zero games this year so badly.
There's a lot of good quarterbacks you could get next year. All right. Check us out at FMLFBL.com. Follow us on Twitter @FMLFBL. Support us at Patreon.com/FMLFBL. Subscribe, rate, review. Cheers!